The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the 13th of November, 7:05 in the morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community. I'm laughing because Patrick Jones is sitting here across from me in his, for a few dollars more, poncho.
Well, we're going to be talking about some good, some bad, and some ugly today.
Oh, okay, so that's it.
That's why.
All right. News at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassionate Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
Hey, Ben. When you see the email come out today, if it doesn't apply to you, just ignore it. You can delete it. I walked in this morning, my friends. When I walk in, well, first of all, Sue, it's her birthday. So Sue's getting a day off. Cool. But when Sue's not here, we push it literally, what is it, push a button?
Yeah.
It's push a button, and then the national news comes on for that hour. It's already set up. And then, so I walk in, so I'm driving in this morning, no news. I mean, I knew immediately what it was and called somebody at home, not Ben, and questioned what had happened. Then I pull in, rain's pouring down. I open the door, and I usually, you know, I walk down and turn off the alarm because it's going off. No alarm set. Okay. And then I went just to make the coffee. And the producer the day before puts the coffee grounds there, fills up a little container, or fills up a container with water. You pour the water in, you have coffee. Coffee grounds in, no water. So ignore the email I sent out to people today about paying attention to detail and several other things.
Sounds like my day at the dentist was almost better than...
It was, because you were out of the beaten zone. But there were several others that were not. So, anyway. But I did say, if it doesn't apply to you, just ignore this. And if it does, pay more attention. Okay, so... What national day is it today?
We have one, and it's National Indian Pudding Day.
What's Indian pudding? Don't even say what you're thinking, but what is Indian pudding?
It's a traditional New England dessert. Let's see.
Oh, a New England dessert.
Oh, no, let's see. Wheat, grain. I don't know, it's weird. It doesn't really say what. Cinnamon, ground, ginger, butter, eggs, raisin, nuts.
Okay.
That's really crazy.
That was enough.
Yeah.
Today, rain could be heavy at times, you think. Patchy fog, high near 61. Chance of precipitation about 100%. Well, it's going to be 200. Tonight, showers likely, and with a low of 52, and wind gust as high as 22 miles per hour tonight. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 62. Friday night, mostly clear. Now, Saturday's going to be sunny. Saturday night starts looking like rain again. Sunday, 40% chance of rain. Sunday night, showers likely. Monday, chance of showers. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. And Tuesday night, slight chance of showers. Wednesday, a chance of showers, but partly sunny. So, showers are here. Winter's come. And it's raining hard today. But tomorrow... We're going to be down at Plumas Bank for Rabba's Stuff the Bus. I'm sorry. It's not Stuff the Bus, but for Rabba's collection to salute the veterans, where they gather money, gather donations, so that veterans can ride free the whole year here in Renton. It's a good deal. So the weather reports are always brought to you by the Shasta Gas Propane people. The Kinney family, been in the business 30 years. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They've been providing outstanding service to their customers for 30 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a great place to do business to real, really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, I'm here with Patrick Jones, but I asked Patrick to just let me read just a couple statements. As you know, Prop 50 passed, and we are now in District 2. There will be. When does that start?
January.
Yep. Okay. Now, they are fighting it in court, but we know how that's going to go. So our new representative would be a guy by the name of Jared Huffman. He's out of Marin County, I believe. What he said after the House passed the shutdown bill, passing it so the government can now open, Trump's already signed it, that was H.R. 5371, which makes way for the government to reopen. Huffman said, Republicans promised the American people they'd lower costs and improve people's lives, but since taking control of the government, they've cut thousands of jobs, made health care costs skyrocket, dismantled programs. From the beginning, House Democrats and I were clear we would support a funding bill that both reopens the government and saves health care. Instead of working with us to solve the health care crisis, Republicans fled Washington for a record 7 weeks and now forcing through a lousy deal that leaves hardworking Americans behind. Now, Congress LaMoffa also made a comment.
Might be a little different, I imagine.
Let's just see. He voted yes to end the to it. After 43 days, I was pleased to vote in favor of H.R. 5371 to end this unnecessary government shutdown. The shutdown was entirely avoidable. Senate Democrats refused to act on the House clean funding bill and instead chose to hold the government hostage for political leverage. Because of the political games, millions of people, including many in District 1, experienced a lapse in SNAP benefits. Critical disaster payments and agricultural loans were stalled, prescribed burns and hazardous forest fuel projects were delayed. I appreciate our congressional leadership for getting the government back to work, where we should have been all along. So, our congressman right now, LaMoffa, and our future congressman, Huffman. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think for most of us up here.
And, by the way, my guest is Patrick Jones.
Former mayor, City of Reading, right. Former Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Thank you, Carl, for having me on this morning. And good to be here on this great rainy day. And we're having more rain this year, which is great. You know, we always live in fire conditions. And oftentimes, we never have any rain in the latter part of the year. So very thankful for the rain.
We can have this every week.
Yep. No, that's great. It's very good. You know, we knew you could almost tell which counties were going to vote for Proposition 50. I think there were 26 counties that voted no, like Shasta County did, right down party lines. And I think around three counties were pretty neutral. And then the very big counties is where the big votes came. So no surprise there. And in fact, Assemblyman Gallagher has made a resolution, if you will, to split the state, and it's really a lot down those county lines. And so we haven't had representation, in California for a long time. This just ends what little we had left, and it's obviously not good, and it's very frustrating for those of us that are conservative, that we're not most likely going to be able to have a Republican in this district. Now, it's not impossible to elect a Republican, but it's going to take vast amounts of money and time and resources to do it.
It's going to take people coming out to vote.
And it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
And so the likelihood is these five congressional districts will be Democrat. So not surprising, given the state that we live in. And disappointed. But
The thing that I always love seeing this seeing the statistic, it shows all these states, Maryland, I know, what is it, Rhode Island, you can just go down, and it's like seven or eight states. They've got like 40% Republicans, 30% Republicans, but no House representatives.
Right.
Zero. Zero House representatives. Now, there's what, 57 or something like that from the state of California, of which 9 were Republicans. And now we have a chance of having 4, maybe less.
Well, and gerrymandering district lines have not been new. In fact, if you take a look at our last redistricting or our last census in 2020 and then in 2021, the county needed to draw up new maps for the supervisor districts, and that was completed by early 2022. And it was the worst maps that you could ever see. It dislocated 40,000 people. That was Joanna Franciscott did that, and the board supported that. I did not. It moved 40,000 people when only 3,000 people increase in the county. But yet the new map moved.
I know. I went from District 1 to District 2 on that one. And somebody had to tell me about it. I didn't know.
Well, almost half of the county residents were moved out of their districts.
Yeah.
And it was gerrymandering the same way, the exact same way, for political gain. And we're going to see the results of that coming up shortly.
Well, you know, on this Prop 50 here, I just bought a heifer. And she's she's beautiful, Angus. And I was looking at her yesterday. I have a photo. And her name is number 8. So, she's square. If you've ever seen Angus, they're square. And when I'm looking at her, I looked at her thinking of, she looks like District 1 now. You've got this, you know, square area there, and then the tail goes down.
Correct.
And that's the tail that goes along the coast. I said, oh, my gosh, now I'm even looking at my cow, and she looks like Prop 50. Maybe I should have named her Prop 50. Okay, I know. We'll get over this. No, we won't. And I'll tell you why. We've got one representative for all of Northern California, one assemblywoman, and one senator. They've got the mega majority down in Sacramento. They do anything they want. There's no checks and balances. Unless you want to call Governor Newsom the check, and some things, very surprising, he has vetoed. Others, he just lets roll through. And then even when we vote for president, it's a winner take all. So winner-take-all means that if you had 49% of the people vote one way, 51% for president the other way, they all go. All 49% of the votes, the tens of millions of votes, all go to the side that voted 51. And I can't figure out, why can't we just divide the Electoral College into that? And then I find out there's many states, red states and blue states. It's a winner take all.
Well, and you know, the Democrats knew Proposition 50 was wrong. They knew that. They knew that it was gerrymandering,
yes.
But they did it anyways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so now what you're going to see is you're going to see other states start doing the same thing. And so it's going to go state by state. Who's going to be the winner at the end?
South Carolina's doing it. Missouri's doing it. I know. It's ridiculous. And frankly, and we got to take a break. You know, frankly, the polls, the exit polls, where people are saying, I don't like this. I mean, I think this is wrong. And voted for it, we have to stop Trump. That was the whole thing. It was, we have to stop Trump. Well, okay, but they knew it was wrong. They said it was wrong. And I thought, gosh, guys, I mean, this is our state. Anyway, we need to take a quick break. My guest is Patrick Jones, and we're going to be talking about a number of things. This is just one of them. But we're going to be talking about city welfare when we come back.
Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Buckle up this winter and join join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win drawing. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every issue imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Finally, something's going bright. How long was that commercial break?
It was short, but the next ones are...
It's long. The people in here yesterday, obviously, heads were not in the game. So, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices, everything, estate jewelry, Native American, Old Pond, they've got it all. And like I said, at very fair prices, this has been a local business for 30 years, locally owned, locally run, won best in the North State for 3 years in a row, because they are. Only watch repairmen, only stone cutters, jewelry designers help you design your own jewelry. This is Four Winds Jewelry. This is where Linda goes, and she just does not go to any jewelry store. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. My guest is Patrick Jones. Now, Measure A, which I'm not sure, were you for it or against it? Okay.
I'm highly against.
A little humor there. the sales tax right now is flat. They make the budget, and you're much more of an expert on this as I am. But from what I understand, they do a projection of what they think the sales tax is going to be in the next 2 years. They used a 2% rise in sales tax, saying it's going to go up 2%. Now, they could have gone more, but 2% is kind of a conservative look at it. And yet, with it being flat the way it is, and that's how you balance the budget. We think we're going to have this much money coming in. This is how we're going to spend it. If you don't have that money coming in, things have to be cut. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, so first.
And that's just basic budget, but please feel free to correct me on this.
So first, thank you, City of Reading residents, for voting this down, trying to keep our taxes somewhat reasonable. We still pay the highest taxes in the entire country when you look at everything that you are taxed on. It's atrocious. And so we
but,
really
but
don't
we do have.
We
have one of the lowest city tax rates in California.
Correct. Okay. But look at nationwide, and we still pay high sales tax. So many of the other cities have made mistakes by increasing their tax, and it's why people are leaving California in droves, and our businesses are leaving, and small businesses are struggling. So to the City of Reading residents, thank you for voting this down. This is the third time, and this was the easiest one to pass. It only needed 50% plus one. And you think this might teach some of the leaders over at City Hall to quit doing this and balance your budget. So first, let's back up to 21-22. They gave very big raises, and they used one-time funding, and that was a mistake. And one or two council members clearly brought that up. Michael DeQuisto did. Council member DeQuisto said that this is going to cause a problem in months, a year, or 2 years, and that's exactly what it's done. Unfortunately, the majority of City Council, Reading City Council, does not understand the budget very well. Yeah, it's great giving nice big fat raises all the way up to the top, including your city manager. And he pushed this. So Barry Tippin pushed this. And Barry Tippin knew that he would be retiring right about now, which he is retiring and probably buying a house as we speak in Idaho, as others have done, and get out of California.
You do not know that for sure.
I do not know that for
sure. That's tongue-in-cheek. Tongue-in-cheek. I mean, like our sheriff and other people have done.
Have done, and our former CEO, sure, we've seen lots of people do that.
Yes.
But when you use one-time funding for that, you know, and it caused a lot of grief, you know, in elsewhere too, when you know, public, you know, specifically when public safety gets large raises, it then puts stress on the sheriff's department. We lose people to RPD when they give big raises like that because everybody starts, you know, being attracted to that. So it puts a lot of stress. Anderson raises theirs. Everybody else has to raise theirs. We had to raise ours, but we did ours very moderately over time to try to have, you know, a balance to it. Now, the flip side, you don't see this problem that with the county. You know, we had our ARPA money at that time. We have $35 million in the bank right now. Well, they used it on raises, and they and their city manager pushed that, and now they're $8 million in the hole. Now, keep in mind, when I was mayor in 2010, we were $20 million down, not from bad budgeting, but from a global recession. Our sales tax dropped quarter after quarter, unprecedented drop in sales tax, and we had to make some tough decisions. And those tough decisions are labor-oriented. And you had Erin Reznor in here, and she was a former mayor as well. And not once did she ever talk about labor, and that is where your costs go, right? I mean, it's a labor-driven government, and you have roughly a little less than 1,000 employees at the city. The county has 2,500. And when you overspend, you're going to need to address it through labor. There's a variety of ways you can do that. You can lay people off, fire people. We had to do that in 2010. We lost 400 people at the city. Did the city come apart? No. We shut the city hall down for one day a week. And did that cause big problems? No. So they have some ways to balance this budget. Now, it's a scare tactic to say we're going to close down the Civic and we're going to close down the Aquatic Center. Well, those are scare tactics.
Can we go back a second? Because I remember, you know, I remember the City Hall being shut down. Was it one day a week?
One day a week.
Was that, and it was so 4 days a month it was shut down. Impact of that.
Well, that's less salaries we're paying, so we're.
Well, no, but I mean impact on, because you were there, impact on being able to get things done.
Well, it wasn't ideal, but when you're $20 million down, you're going to have to do something.
Okay.
And
okay.
You don't have a whole lot of choices.
You took that into account, saying there's going to be people that are coming that are going to need this. We're not going to be open.
Right.
They can come in Monday or whenever the next
today
day was.
They're because of bad, you know, what happened to us was a global recession, not bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
There were some bad decisions that were made prior to me in 2004 and 2005 that certainly didn't help things. But by the time I got there in 2007, the global recession was already on. Today what we're facing is bad decisions by city council members. Bad leadership from city managers now creating an $8 million shortage, and they need to address it. Now, there's a variety of ways. First, you can have your employees pay more towards your pensions or other things. You can do that through labor negotiations if you're tough. Council members typically are pathetically weak in bargaining, and I've seen that over and over. You keep saying yes and yes, and you get into these troubles. And, you know, in good times, the city gives, and in bad times, which is now, the city needs to take some back. And that's through organized labor, but you have to hold the line.
Okay. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back with Patrick Jones and he'll be talking about how do you cut expenses at city government.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rubba Bus Drive this Friday at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robbaveterans.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468 AM, your talk radio. Thursday, the 13th of November, 7:33 in the morning, about 57 degrees out there and raining, my friends. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle, and Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information. My guest today is Patrick Jones. We're talking about the city budget. And he says, the problem is cost of labor. And all of us in small business running through that same thing. States jacked up the minimum wage. So you've got to kind of be somewhere around that to be, you know, you want to pay your people and all this. But you're saying the unions have pretty much gotten everything they wanted from the city over the past few years.
Correct. And, you know, I'm not opposed.
Which, frankly, is their job.
That is what they do. And I'm not opposed to giving raises when you can afford it.
Yeah.
When I was on the Board of Supervisors, I supported every pay raise that we gave every time. Now, they were minimal. They were 2.5%, 3% type raises for mm-hmm. a 3-year contract. But we had the money to do it, and we kept 3-year contracts as opposed to 5 because in the out years, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't want to overcommit. Now, I can tell you that most governments in California, including the city of Redding, even if you take care of this $8 million shortfall, your budget is not balanced. So let's get that real clear that they are right now at least $600 million in the hole. And who's in the hole? And that's
you're seeing who? Redding?
The city of Redding.
$600 million?
$661 to probably be exact, but it's very...
I heard $300.
No. If you had to pay...
I mean,
pay
that
out,
was bad enough.
Right. So what you have to
now,
look at...
What does that mean when we say $600 million in the hole? That doesn't mean on our yearly budget. That means...
Well, so they call it unfunded liability or underfunded. It's a fictitious term. It doesn't exist. If you were $600 million in the hole, we call that bankrupt, Carl. And but the city calls it underfunded. And so they have made promises on their pensions that has not materialized. And CalPERS and PARS. So you have to take a look for the city of Redding. They have CalPERS debt and CalPARS debt, which is a supplemental retirement. Thank you, Mike Warren, for costing us $100 million on that. And Barry Tippin and Kurt Starman, and there's a whole group of bad actors involved in that.
But every one of those things was voted on by the city council. Is that correct?
That is always correct. Yes.
Okay.
And so,
I mean,
but they're listening.
There's your check.
But they're listening to the managers, right? And you need to resist.
Yeah.
In fact, I was criticized for voting no a lot because I resisted what these individuals were telling me. Because you have to have a second opinion. You've got to work hard. And are we electing the right people to city government? I would say in the vast majority of the time, no. People want to get up there for the wrong reasons. They want to go to the dinners. They want to cut the ribbons. They want to be the mayor. They want to be all that. They don't want to do the tough decisions and tackle hard decisions like taking on unions when you need to. And that might mean taking on public safety when you need to. Those aren't fun things to do. I never, wanted to do that, but I did. And, we had paid – one of the ways that we had to cope with $20 million down is we had paid 100% retirement for public safety, 100% for the last 30 years. And so we had to do a measure. The public voted on it to get public safety to pay 9% and non-public safety 7% to help bridge that gap. That was not fun. Every union hated me. They probably still do. We asked them kindly to, hey, we can just negotiate for this and help us out of this time, and later on you can negotiate it back in good times. They would not do that. So we put it to the vote of the people and basically pitted the unions against the people and the unions lost. And those are tough decisions that I don't think this council is going to make to get out of this.
Okay, so we've got these, the contracts are in place. Now, when I have people in here vehemently opposing A, okay, and I have people on the other side saying, A, we need A because we are in deep trouble. And I said, well, one of the things you always point out is salaries. I said, are you going to cut salaries? You think salaries should be cut? And to a person, they all said, no, if you're being paid this, I don't believe we should cut their salaries. However, they did say from this point forward, as Barry's left, other people have left, that there should be a new pay scale at the city. Should there be?
You can do that. That's fine. Everything has to be negotiated. But you can also, your biggest issue is really the benefits. Take a look. I mean, it's shocking when you take a look at your pay and then take a look at the benefits. And for public safety, for example, the benefits are almost as much as your base pay. I mean, that's crazy. You would never see that in the private sector.
And we talk benefits, we're talking health care.
And retirement.
And retirement.
Right.
So when you see this number up there, That's not. They're not getting paid that money. That's not. That's not their salary. Okay. That includes their health benefits, their right. and retirement.
Well, and
That they do pay into.
You know, and I'll tell you a story. In 2007, when I first got on city council, I went to the head of our local fire department and 134, and I said, Lonnie, you know, I'm having trouble with my arithmetic here. Here's how many firefighters we have and captains and battalion chiefs and so forth. And here's the budget. And that equates to $183,000 for pay and benefits, you know, per, you know, employee. And I said, that can't be right. And he goes, well, that's pay and benefits. I said, well, that's what I said. And he goes, and we need a raise. And I go, Lonnie, I had no idea, you know, I've never, you know, for a department before, and I had no idea that the costs were that high, and we were struggling to have three men on an engine crew, which we'd like to have, but because the pay and benefits were so high, and this was 20 years ago, it's higher than that now, much higher than that, and so just too many times by saying yes and yes and yes, you get into this. So now you've got to start getting some money back through bargaining, and that's
okay.
Difficult.
Now, and it is difficult, especially to, and if you've been getting this, that it's going to be this. So not only that, but you're saying is you don't need a tax. You need to be hard in your bargaining, keeping the salary raises to like 2% or whatever.
When you can afford it.
When you can afford it. And then also, closing the government down one day a week. Until you get back online.
That would be a good start, right?
Minimum.
And I actually think you can keep the City Hall open the entire week. I think through just good bargaining and getting some money back, you can close that gap. Keep in mind also, for every council member, they all know the number of your unfunded liabilities because that is a requirement. It's a government accounting standard that
yes.
has to be told every year to the public, what is your debt? It doesn't say you have to pay your debt off. It says you have to make it clear what your debt
now,
is.
What's in this debt?
It's mostly retirement.
Okay. But it's also things like roads. I mean, it's infrastructure, too.
You're talking about the $8 million. So, I mean.
Well, no, but, I mean, isn't part of the unfunded liabilities, is it just strictly
no,
retirement?
That's retirement, yeah.
Okay.
And you can't opt out of it. A gentleman I know called in when you had council member Reznor on, and he said he would really like to opt out because he could invest his money better.
He's a city
employee. And he's absolutely correct. He could invest it better. CalPERS has done a horrible job, and every time that they don't meet their mark, guess who has to pick up the tab?
Well, what's
we
this
do.
Thing originally?
But you can't opt out because you don't have the money to pay it off. Now, if you did, then it could be a different deal. L.A. County right now, they're not on that, and they're in much better condition, you know, per capita. Than the city of Reading.
Well, this thing, if I understand right, began when the state said that they would pay 100%. Is that correct? And instead of the county handled it differently than the city did. And then when the state's investment schemes went bad, the city was then on the hook.
Well, it really
that.
Started, if you really want to go back.
I would like to understand how we got ourselves into
so
this.
You start in the year 2000, and you started seeing the Highway Patrol and some correctional officers, correctional organizations statewide. They changed the retirement formula from a 2% formula to a 3%. And we fought hard not to do that in the city of Reading, but unfortunately they went to that, and they said, you know, this will never be a problem for 999 years. That's the exact term that they used. And we knew by 2007 and 2008 that that was horribly wrong. And people didn't understand the difference between a 2% and a 3% retirement for public safety. So it has been extremely costly to the taxpayers of California, including the city of Reading. So on a 3% formula, what that means is if you work for, let's say, the Reading Police Department for 30 years, 30 years times 3 is 90%. So you get 90%
right.
of your last pay. However, you get a bump at you know, 20 years of service, you get bumps, and there's other bumps along there.
Sure.
And then literally when you retire, within 2 to 3 years after retirement, you're making more than when you were working. So there's no incentive to stay longer. So when guys reach that third year, they're
yeah.
gone, right? They're gone, and they're still...
Because they're working for free.
Right. And so they're gone. That is a bad system. Now, they... and CalPERS said, we'll make the investments, and they'll be good investments, and this is going to work. The problem is their investments are not working, and they're underperforming because they're not taking solid investments. They're doing green investments. They won't invest in coal. They won't invest in certain things that could get you that rate of return and fill that 30% gap. So right now, the pension is only 70% funded, and what that means is you have to have enough new employees coming in to the organization to pay for the outgoing. Otherwise, you're going to default, and this is a serious problem. That's why they don't want to reduce labor and personnel, because it's really a Ponzi scheme at this point. When you have to have new people putting in, it won't be a problem right now as long as you have new people, you know, paying for the outgoing.
Sure.
If you don't have enough new incoming, the outgoing is going to have a problem. And there have been cities that have defaulted, and nobody wants to do that. But these are promises. The council right now is making promises that they can't keep, and I don't think it's correct. Michael DeQuisto said it very well when he was on council. I did when I was there. Others have too, but only a few of us have raised these concerns. And at some point, the sooner we start talking about it, if we had made these changes when I was on council, you wouldn't see this level of debt. You wouldn't see it. It was only around $100 million at that time, and now look what it's done. It's grown. And the taxpayers are, and that's where the taxpayers should be outraged, because you're on the hook for that. You know, that's you know, not a very good place. And so mismanagement, not hard bargaining, and, you know, and
you mean if we all paid $1 million in the city of Reading, it still wouldn't be enough.
Well, yeah.
If you have 98,000 or 92,000 or 88,000 now in the city of Reading, and we all paid $1 million, it still wouldn't be enough.
Well, if I invested it for you, it would be.
We'll be right back. Our guest is Patrick Jones, and I'm going to ask him when we get back, besides the fact that, you know, labor cost and shutting down the government and all that, which in the labor cost thing, it takes a while for that to kick in and all these things. What do we do now in the city? What would he do, or, you know, or ideas that the city can do to pay for the roads, to pay for them, you know, pay for the infrastructure, the library, the water park, public safety, and everything else that goes along with it. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at WinRiver Resort and Casino.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Who did that song, buddy?
The Cascades.
Okay. Okay. That's kind of a cool song. From, what, the 60s?
Yeah. I think so.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. With Carl Linda Bodlin, is on assignment this morning. It's Thursday. 7:50 in the morning here on the 13th. And my guest is Patrick Jones, former city councilman, former county supervisor, and now wants to have the premier gun, rifle and shotgun and pistol facility in the North State, north of Sacramento, maybe even including.
Well, we should have had a quality range ages ago. And, you know, I've been working on this most of my life. And I say most of my life. I first started on this in 1978.
The ranges.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've known you now for what? It's going on 18 years. And, And you were talking about it back then. So people go, well, it just came. You've been talking about this for 18 years.
Well, I've been working on it. I've worked with the city. I've worked with the county. I've worked with BLM. I can't work with any of them because they don't want it. And so that's why I'm doing it. And I will get it done. It's just a matter of time. It's time and money, and I will not be stopped until it's done.
Okay. Now, tax revenue flat. It's going to, even if you got all the unions to agree, that would take, you know, a year, 2 years. If you don't, you know.
Well, it doesn't have to.
It doesn't, but I'm just saying is, what does the city do now?
So this thing didn't happen overnight, right? Yeah. And it's not going to get fixed overnight. However, if the unions were quality leadership, they could come forward and say, we understand the problem, and we're here, and we're going to bargain, and we're going to close this gap. And here's how we can do it on a variety of different topics, all regarding labor. And yes, it means possibly reducing some of your labor forces in certain areas, selling off surplus property if you have any.
Does the city have surplus property?
Yes. And it's probably not a lot, but you shouldn't lay people off before you sell if you have surplus property. Correct?
Let's talk about this. What about a public-private partnership for the developing the riverfront? That would be automatically millions of dollars that come in.
Well, it's really, you know, and I'm in,
we're talking about the north side, south
right.
side.
Right. I mean, they've been, Kutras. You know, the city has had, you know, their eyes on the Kutras property for a long time. And I think the Kutras is, you know, they have a long history, a lot longer than me in this city, in this county.
They're not going to sell. I'm talking about where the Civic is and all of this.
Well, again, that was all Kutras property donated free to the city of Redding for recreational purposes. They're not exactly abiding by that. You know, the rodeo is a recreational facility. Mm-hmm. You know, the Civic Auditorium, that was the brainchild of Mayor Williams in 1945 and took him 25 years to cobble up enough funding to get that going. And that's a very important building. It was always very important to me as a young guy because we had so many events there.
We need some kind of convention center.
And that needs to be hired out to a different company to run it correctly. It can make money. It shouldn't be sucking money because it's not been ran well for quite a long time, and we need to find a good organization that knows how to do events and venues and make some money with that building. It's silly not to be making money with a 2,700 seat stadium. It's shameful, but again, lack of leadership from the city council to find that company. Don't shut it down. We know there are people out there and organizations out there that want to see the Civic gone, And I'm hoping that the council is smart enough not to do that. I think the public will fight them very hard on that. That's a loser. You know, protecting the rodeo, protecting the civic, those are important things to protect. The people want them. The council needs to focus on labor. That is the problem that they have. They have 1,000 people, just under 1,000, and they need to work with their labor unions and solve this problem. They can do it, and they can do it quickly, but it takes leadership from all sides. No one wants to give up pay and benefits. When I was on city council, I gave up a lifetime of health care and medical. You would get that for life. Board of Supervisors don't get that. I gave that up. I gave up all retirement. You've got to make some concessions. I'm not asking people to give up all of that, but what I am saying is you're going to have to fill this shortfall and then start preparing to reduce your unfunded liability in a serious manner so that this lingering debt does not go on forever. You need to start making a plan to solve the problem.
I don't know if you can do it all on labor.
Oh, you can. You absolutely can, because you're labor-driven.
Yeah, you're labor-driven, but what about things like Big League Dreams, the soccer field, Waterworks Park, the library?
Well, so first...
What about all these...
Well, let's go back.
I mean, shouldn't everything get poked?
So the soccer fields and Big League Dreams should have never happened. Again, those were bad decisions
But they're here.
But they're here, but they're bad decisions, and they don't pay for themselves. And, you know, Stillwater, I voted no 18 times on that. That's cost us $60 million. These are bad decisions from council members.
Over 20 years.
Yeah. Well, no, we're still paying debt service on that. And so.
No, but I'm saying these are decisions been made not last year or 5 years ago.
No, they're just bad
decisions. We're talking about decisions. Now, would paying councilmen a salary make a difference?
It might. You need.
I'm not blaming our council people, by the way. Nothing at all. I saw what, you know, the county voted themselves a 60% raise while you were there.
Correct. In fact, I supported that.
You supported
and I did
that.
Because guess what? The public said you should be getting what your employees get. And I said, okay then. And we had not had a raise in 22 years. In fact, we took a pay cut in 2010. And so now when UPEC, our largest bargaining unit, when they get a raise or a decrease, so does the Board of Supervisors. So this topic doesn't have to be dealt with again. And that's the way to solve it. It took some political will to address the issue, but you need full-time supervisors to dig in and do the job right. And you need full-time city council members. Now, will the pay do it? Maybe, maybe not. But it's up to them if they want to do it. Now, they can't seem to manage what they're doing right now, so I think increasing their salaries is probably not going to fix the problem.
But you would have maybe a different because let's face it. I mean, you were there for a long time, and I mean, they're getting $600 a month for something that takes 20, 30 hours a week. I think to do minimum to do your job. I mean, just reading the budget and understanding it takes weeks.
Well, and originally, when I was on city council, the reason why people ran in many cases with it was because of the lifetime. It was a $30,000 lifetime health care package that went on for life.
Yeah.
So that actually had, in most cases, more value than what the supervisors are making today.
Well, didn't you have to serve for a certain length of time?
5 years. Which I did. But I turned all that down. But
yeah.
Others did not. Council member MacArthur did not. Dick Dickerson did not. Rick Bizzetti did not. Ken Murray did not. They all took that. And you're paying for that. And it's compounding the problems. So for 5 years, I didn't feel it was fair, right? For 5 years, you get life health care. That's, you know, health care, vision, dental for life. It's not right. So that's why I didn't do it. We need people to do what's right, not do what they can.
Oh, I just 1 minute left.
So, yeah.
Your final thoughts here. You're saying it can be done. You don't need a tax raise. You just got to get tough with your bargaining.
Look, in 2010, we were $20 million down, and we didn't raise the taxes. We got through that, right? And
mm-hmm.
It does mean you might have to lay off some employees, and you might have to start bargaining a little tougher. That's what they need to do. And you don't need to shut down things that actually can bring money and revenue into the city of Reading. What you need to do is roll up your sleeves and start making some tough decisions. And, yes, it might mean dropping your labor force and trying to bargain to get some back in bad times. It's supposed to be that way, Carl. In good times, you give, and in bad times, you get a little back. It's not working that way. It needs to start now.
Okay. Our guest has been Patrick Jones. Okay. I still have like 40 seconds left.
Huh.
Splitting the state. No chance in hell.
The last good chance was 1992 when we had a fairly even legislature. Stan Statham, our assemblyman, got it passed in the assembly, and it failed in the Senate, unfortunately. That was the last chance.
Oh, I didn't know that we'd even done that.
Yeah, and so it was very close there, and I give a lot of credit for Stan to working hard on that. Today, it's more obvious than ever the state needs to be split. Sacramento will not split this state.
No, of course not.
And they have total power to do it, and we have no representation, getting less, and soon you probably won't even have representation from your Senate or Assembly.
I wonder how that's going to go. Are they going to go after state reps too?
But what I will tell you this is that anybody that tries to split this state, I'll stand behind you and help you. And I don't care what the odds are, even if it's 1%. It needs to be done, and I'll back you on it. So I applaud anybody, State of Jefferson, New California, Mr. Gallagher's effort. I appreciate all of them making the attempt, because you can't get something done if you don't start.
Thank you very much, Patrick Jones. I haven't seen my next guest show up, so we may hear Patrick just a little bit longer. We'll be right back after the news.
CNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. government reopened after House lawmakers approved a funding bill and sent it to the White House. At a late-night Oval Office signing ceremony, President Trump blamed Democrats for the 43-day shutdown.
This was an easy extension. But they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. They look very bad, the Democrats do. So I just want to tell the American people, you should not forget this. When we come up to midterms and other things, don't forget what they've done to our country.
Expiring Obamacare tax credits were the reason Democrats forced the shutdown, but in the end, there was no guarantee to extend those subsidies. There won't be any more flight cuts now that the government has reopened.
The Federal Aviation Administration says there won't be a change in flight cuts as more air traffic controllers return to work. The Department of Transportation and the FAA say flight reductions at 40 major U.S. airports will remain at 6% instead of rising to 10% by the end of the week. The agencies made the announcement as Congress moved to pass legislation ending the longest government shutdown in history. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the 6% limit will stay in place while officials assess to see whether the air traffic system can safely return to normal. The flight cuts were implemented last week as more air traffic controllers were calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs, leaving some control towers and facilities short-staffed. I'm Mike Hempen.
More than a week after that fiery UPS plane crash in Louisville, all 14 victims have been identified and their families notified. Wall Street early trading the NASDAQ down more than 1.5%. More at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
Dozens of people were hospitalized in Oklahoma after a tanker truck spewed anhydrous ammonia gas in a hotel parking lot. It happened in the town of Weatherford. Hundreds of people were housed in shelters, several nursing homes were evacuated, and schools were closed. The tanker is no longer leaking. More than a week after that fiery UPS plane crash in Louisville, all 14 victims have now been identified. Their families notified. Here's Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg.
As we share the names of those who we've lost, our city feels the full weight of this unimaginable tragedy. Behind every one of these names is a circle of family, friends, stories that will forever be unfinished.
After closing at a record high yesterday, the Dow Jones is now down over 300 points in early trading today. Townhall.com. Women are getting around in Iran. Correspondent Keith Peters explains.
Women are increasingly seen riding motorbikes in Iran's capital, where laws and religious mores once barred women from motorbikes. It's part of a wider reconsideration by women about societal expectations. It's not all-encompassing, particularly as hardline politicians call for laws on the hijab or headscarf to be enforced again, as Iran cracks down on intellectuals in the wake of the 12-day Iran-Israel war in June. Still, it does represent a change. Keith Peters, Washington.
Researchers are reporting two promising approaches to counteract malaria's growing drug resistance. Novartis says a new experimental drug tested in 12 African countries shows a cure rate exceeding 97%. Another study in West Africa also effective. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Some Tuesdays and Thursdays, she's not. I can't figure it out. Today, November the 13th, 8:05 in the morning. It depends on certain things, like guests and all that kind of stuff, that she books. And sometimes, you know, she rolls. But somebody, and you all, if you're married, will appreciate this. You kind of split up duties. And the gardener, the plumber, painters, all that stuff. Linda's on that. I don't have to worry about that. Only thing I have to worry about is the alarm on when I walk in. Is there coffee made? And then do the guests show up? Well, in this case, the guests did not show up for our 8 o'clock hour, but let me finish where we're going here. The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here, and Ben's just getting off all over this because Ben's not at fault for anything. He was getting his tooth fixed yesterday. He goes, "Yeah, I didn't have to do. You know, I wasn't here yesterday. Nothing's my fault, right?"
Yep.
Oh, come on, there's a smile there. I know. And you were getting frenzied phone calls this morning. Here, you gotta get it. You gotta get this. Not from me.
No, but.
But you got it. Yeah,
we got it.
What happened was this morning, Sue's birthday. She's not going to be here today or tomorrow. Husband's taking her on a trip. Isn't that lovely? I mean, it really is. She deserves it. And so we always play the national news. And all it takes is, a button and what? That's it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's simple. And so that plays all the way up to the 7 o'clock hour. And then we start with our show. Well, the button wasn't pushed yesterday. And so I made phone calls. The button got pushed. Ben comes. You came in here streaming smoke, man. You were rolling coming in here. And but it wasn't Ben that did it, but he's our producer today, so he fixed it. And now it's fixed for tomorrow.
Yes.
You've seen it.
Yes, I saw it.
Okay. And then, of course, in the morning, we have coffee. And one of the producer's jobs, and I've already said this, but I'm going to say it again. Producer's job is to put the coffee grounds in the pot and put water next to it. So somebody, whoever comes in first, just pours the coffee in. Grounds were perfect. No water. And then the alarm wasn't set when I came through. Now, I thought, who was the last one in here? And then I realized it may not have been one of our people for that. So May not have been. 8:08 in the morning. Did I say who the news was brought by? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've just been whinging since this top of the hour when I started, so I will stop that. I'll stop my whining. And we said, what national? Oh, it's Indian Pudding Day?
Yeah.
Coming out of where?
New England.
New England. All right. Must be a better day than that. Okay, our guest today is not here because their booker somehow, after 3 or 4 years, scheduled them for another day, even though that this is their day. He just came back, so I'm sorry. So we're going to have open line Thursday from 8 to 9. I will throw out certain ideas. You just heard Patrick Jones, and Patrick says everything can be handled by through labor cost, by pushing back and reducing labor cost to make sure we have enough money to run the city. Nothing has to be shut down, but it's all got to come down to the collective bargaining. Now, I know that there's people out there that believe that that's wrong. That you know, I think everybody, if we're in trouble here, we have a balanced budget, according to Aaron Reznor, who was in here the other day, according to other people, Paul DeNuca, others, that said we have a balanced budget based on the fact that we believe our tax revenue will go up 2%, which is not a lot, 2% this year. Well, we also got to take a look at inflation this last month was 3%. Now, inflation's gone down dramatically in the last year. However, it's still something that's out there. So if inflation is running at 2.5% and our tax revenue that we think we're going to get is going to be 2% more, so that negates some of that. But right now, our tax revenue is flat, which means we're not getting that 2% in. So it puts us further in the hole. So there's a lot of smart people out there listening to me right now, a lot smarter than I'll ever be. What do you do to make up that difference? I don't think a bake sale is going to do it. However, what could increase revenue in the city of Reading? And now the Civic may shut down next month. So the Civic brings in X amount of dollars. And just think of the events. Colloquial nights, they have, the state of the city. I mean, there's all types of things that go on at the Civic. If it's shut down, where is that money replaced? Was that in the budget? Because it was a surprise when they were doing the budget. They thought the Civic was there, even though they paid them $685,000 to get them. They thought through next February or March, well, Civic is talking about, and they've been pretty clear about it, that maybe next month the Civic is going to have to shutter its doors. And then how much is that going to cost the city for the Civic when it's shut down? $250,000, I heard yesterday, just to keep, things like you have to run the systems. What about security? Aaron Reznor, with tongue-in-cheek, said, well, we could make it into a homeless facility and get millions of dollars from the state. I don't think that's going to work. So what do we shut down? Do we shut down the library 1 day a week, 2 days a week? The swimming pool and all the things that go along with that for 3-4 days a week? How about Big League Dreams? Is Big League Dreams, if that's run by a concession, which it isn't right now, I think the city's running it, do you shut that down? How much of that do you shut down? And plus, Big League Dreams needs several million dollars worth of work on it to get it back up into shape. Close down the soccer field. The soccer field's there already. What do you give up to try and keep the balance, to keep the budget balanced? We can say that now they're looking right now for a new city manager. Do we drop his pay, his or her pay, $100,000 a year? That saves, you know, saves $100,000. But we're in the hole. And that's not even talking unfunded liabilities thing. For Jones said $600 million, others have said $300 million. Frankly, $300 million is bad enough. So we'll cut it kind of in the middle and say $450 million. How do we pay that? So if you have ideas, and now we had a caller last time when we were addressing this that said, get me out of the CalPERS system. I can make much better investments than they can. Well, I think we can't do that. Patrick Jones just said that the city of L.A. is not paying into CalPERS. So, all right, we got callers. We got calls starting to come in, but we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll get him on, he or she on, right after the break.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement, featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steak, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library. Between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
You can call it another lonely day.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:18 in the morning and on the 13th of November. Open line Thursday. Now, between now and 9 o'clock. Doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about. If you got something on your mind, splitting the state, Prop 50, ways to balance the budget here and keep it really balanced in the city. See what else. But anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993, and her business has both insurance and financial management under one roof. Separated, of course. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, she provides just the very best in service. And if you're thinking about, gosh, you know, I've had this plan for a long time, I'm not sure it's working, how about a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, your financial management plans, all of those? Give her a call at 530-221-0441. And like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. At Maxwell Insurance and Financial, we do business with Judy Maxwell insurance-wise, and we're real happy there. If you remember, in New York, one of the things that the new mayor said is that that he will provide free buses, subways, for the people of New York. And the governor of New York said, not so fast. She says that Mayor-elect Zoran Mondani's campaign promised something they couldn't do. She's not ready to move forward with free buses, preferring to stabilize fares only for low-income riders. I cannot set up forth a plan now that takes money out of the system that relies on the fate of the buses and subway. Can we find a path to make it more affordable for people who need help? Of course we can. Now, U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy then commented, nothing in life is free. New York residents will unfortunately now learn it the hard way because they won't be getting the free bus rides Mondani promised. Remember this the next time you support a socialist. Yeah. Okay. Now, the other thing is that he wants to give free child care to everybody. He's committed to, that's another thing he's committed for. The universal child care statewide said the total price tag would be $15 billion. She says, I'm committed to child care, so we will be on a path to get there. As a mom governor, I get it, but also to do it statewide right now, it's about $15 billion, the entire amount of my reserves. So I would assume what she's saying is that's not going to happen, not right away, maybe over the years. So there's two things that Mayor-elect Mondani has said that's not going to happen. You can promise anything, and when you promise things that are out of your purview, you can't expect other people to uphold your promises. The other thing too is a lot of the people that voted for Mondani weren't socialist, but they do see that they are spinning their wheels. These are professionals, young professionals, that they're working hard. They're doing their jobs. They're doing more. But they still can't buy a house. The apartment rents in New York City are atrocious. They can't buy a house. They've got to live, an hour and a half drive out to work in the city there. Mondani promised them changing things from the ground up. Very similar to what Trump promised, except Trump's promised it from the top down. We're going to change the way the government works at the federal level. Mondani said we're going to change it from the grassroots, from the street up, because people feel they're not getting a payback for as hard as they work. They're not seeing the American dream of being able to own a house and a car and a dog and two kids, all of these things, because they're both, you know, a couple are working and they need both incomes to survive. It's hard to have a child when both of you have to work. Just, you know, keep a roof over your head, be able to have some things. So we're going to see what happens there. I just don't think that Mayor Mondani is going to be able to do everything. Obviously, he can't. He's already had two of them get shot down. And so how's he going to do it? Well, he's talked about taxing businesses. And there's already been one business, and one large business there that says, we're moving. We've already getting hammered on taxes, so we're going to move someplace else. And I think they were down to Palm Beach, someplace down in Florida. Now, how many people are going to move out of New York City? They only have to move to New Jersey, and they don't get hammered with the taxes. He wants to tax the rich people who are already taxed and pay the vast majority of the taxes already, just like here in California, where we have an exodus going on. Every time you turn around, something else is going to cost people more. So people with the disposable income, the people that can do it, that can move their business, or how about retirees? They're on pretty much a fixed income, and you get another tax. You get something else. And it's not always a tax. It's a decision, like Prop 50. And that was the final nudge to move people out of the state. Well, you know what? Nah, I think what I'm going to do is move. And, and how many people, I don't know if you know any, Ben. I know several people that are moved out of state for 6 months and a day, or 6 months and a week, into another state. They are now residents of that state. They kept their house here because they come back. And they can go to Reno. They can go, any of these places. Reno, and just it's in 4 hours, they're back home to their other, to their home here. But they are not paying taxes they're not paying California taxes anymore. So then you have to ask yourself, well, you're still here in California, not because you like California so much, but it's because you like renting and you like your friends that you've built over the years, but you're tired of being hammered like that. So do we go over and buy a condo in Reno, and make that our home and still come back to renting on a regular basis? The other question is, how does the state know that you're going to be gone for 6 months in a day or 6 months in a week or whatever it is? How does the state know that? I mean, do they have cameras at the border now? They probably do. To tell, we've seen this car go back and forth this many times a year, which negates what they said. So, anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Been in existence since 1960, been in the same location since 1967, I found them when I came back and moved to Reading, found them, right away, and started getting my haircut there. Everything clicked. They said, well, look, we want to advertise on your station. So they have, since the day we've been open. Cypress Square Barbershop's been with us, and I've been with them, and I've never had a bad haircut. They're great people down there. I've gone to a couple barbers because they've retired. You can make an appointment, and this is the part I really like. You can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment that works for you, works on your schedule. Come in, get your haircut, and boom, you're out. Or you can come in early, and if there's nobody in the chair and you don't have an appointment, you can get a haircut that way too. It's a great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundbach. 13th of November, 8:32 in the morning, it's raining, it's going to rain today. We have a 100% chance of rain, considering it's coming down as very, right now. I would say it's, they're right, 100%. Showers likely tonight, no chance of showers tomorrow. And mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny. And then Saturday, sunny with a high near 73, and then chance of showers. Sunday, 40% chance of showers. Sunday night, showers. Monday, chance of showers before 4 p.m., however, partly sunny, with a high near 57 or a low around 42. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tuesday night, chance of showers. Wednesday, chance of showers. But also, you know, I hate saying this to the audience, you know, hey, chance of showers, but partly sunny. Oh, it's also going to snow. What's left? Yeah, chance of showers, chance of being sunny, chance of snow, chance of floods, chance of tornadoes, chance of monsoons. It's
starting to sound like Ohio weather.
Jeez. Okay. On the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, chance of you hanging up on me.
You're not going to, chance of me hanging up on you? Those are low right now cause because my guest didn't show up. So I hope you have something interesting to talk about.
Well, it is my opinion with big league drains that the okay. city ought to give it to somebody.
Give it?
You know, interrupting me is as bad as hanging up.
Well, no, I couldn't understand what you said. Did you say give it to somebody?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was paid for by a state grant, and the city of Redding has run it into the ground, just like everything else they think they can run. And it is my opinion that we should give it to a private entity, a for-profit entity, or a non-profit, that this, the REU, who's got oodles of money, should float a loan or pay for the new turf that it needs. And give them free electricity, maybe for 4 years, like the wise city of Redding gave Big League Dreams free rent for 4 years, a brand new facility. You know, at the end of the day, all us taxpayers want is our sports park open.
I agree. It's been terribly mismanaged over the years. You know, the repairs weren't being done. The people that were running it weren't doing their job. The supervision over the Big League Dreams and the soccer field was abysmal. And let it get into those conditions. Now, you give it to somebody. Let's just say you give it to a nonprofit called Gardner. Okay, Gardner's nonprofit. And then, but what you're saying is you want the taxpayers to repair everything on the field, make it usable, totally usable, redo the fields, redo the hockey rinks, all that kind of stuff. And then what? What happens after that? Do they just pay us any money at all to repay that back?
When all that is done and you give it to an entity, they run our sports facility at a reasonable price for everybody, and we're all happy. What's Redding got coming anyway? Redding should be paying for all of the repairs because Kim Niemer and Warren Starman and Tippin didn't do their job, their oversight job, holding Big League Green's feet to the fire. And it would be a win-win for us. It would be off the city's hands. And we would be enjoying our sports park.
Will part of the agreement be is that they repay the loan that REU, that's our, that we pay into REU every month?
Yeah.
Would repay for the cost of the $8-9 million it would take to rehab it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we've got to make sure that it's just not given to them and just say, okay, run it. Who's that come under? Is since we gave it to them, but we still own it, right?
No.
No.
They give it to them. They own it. Run it. Make a profit off it. If they're making a profit, the more profit they make, the more money they're going to put into it, the better sports parks we're going to have.
Okay. There's one solution.
That's a damn good one too, Carl, with a capital D.
How about the idea that we furlough? Okay, let's go back to the budget here because that's going to cost money, you know, doing something like that. What about the soccer field? Same thing?
Sure.
What about the aquatic center?
You know what? You need to just separate them. It's not one great
okay.
big deal. Rick Fazzetti said quite a few years ago that the aquatic center was the only project the city of Redding has done that is paying for itself.
Okay. Well, then we don't have to worry about that.
Is government supposed to be in every faucet of our life? Are they supposed to be in charge of our recreation?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of their charter is putting parks out there and recreational things. I mean, that's where your taxes go to help, you know, to keep the parks going, you know, South City Parks, so you can play baseball there and play bocce ball and all those things. Yeah, no, I think that's part of the covenant that you have with the city is that they do provide that kind of stuff.
The main reason we have government is to provide infrastructure we can't provide for ourselves and safety. Everything else is an add-on.
I think having parks and recreation areas is part of the infrastructure for a city.
Well,
are you saying it's not?
I'm saying it's not paying its way, and it's been poorly managed, and it's a drag on the economy.
I will agree with you on that, but what about, like, South City Park, all the parks we have out here?
That's a perfect example, Carl.
What?
Rick Petty and Les Melberg walked in with a plan to take over South City Park and rebuild it, and they had a wonderful plan.
They have a good plan.
$1.5 million seed money from the ARPA money, and they had up to $10 million that they could have got privately to rebuild it, and the city would have still owned it. But you know what Erin Reznor did? She would rather use $1.5 million for a riverfront specific plan that included south of Turtle Bay down there that Kutras owns. All it is a piece of paper, and is that what our ARPA money was for?
Well, you can't blame that just on Erin Reznor. I mean, there was people that voted for that. It wasn't just her.
What do you mean voted for it?
Well, when they said we were going to spend $1.5 million for a vision statement or a plan for the riverfront, you said it was her. It wasn't. She may have been one of them. But, it's a city council vote. You can't blame just one person for stuff, Nick.
He took credit for it on your show that it was her idea. And let me ask you.
I don't remember her saying that. I'll go back. I'm going to go back and listen to the archives.
It was about, I don't know, a year or 2 years ago. But let me ask you this. Why are we spending $1.5 million on an out-of-town entity to come in and make up a plan for our city?
Well, I didn't think it was a good idea.
Huh?
Think it was a good idea, but that decision was made 2 years ago.
Yes. Why? Why are we doing that? You know, if it was up to Erin and the rest of the councilors, except for DeQuisto and Mark Mazzano.
They're gone.
They would have made a backroom deal and ended up being gone, the Civic Auditorium and the Posse Grounds. In fact, Kurt,
True. You don't know that. You don't know that.
Ask the city, the Cowboys, how long it would take them to get out of to vacate the premises up there. He was so sure that populist proposal was going to go through.
Well, but you're saying that, you know, it was a secret. It wasn't a secret. It was out in front of everybody. That's why it failed. People said, you know, we don't want to do this.
Failed because Mark Mazzano and Mike DeQuisto said, no, we're not going to do this in closed session.
I think she was the mayor then, and she's the one that said, Erin Reznor was the one that said, we're not going to vote on this after we made that huge mistake on the selling the property to landlock the Ready Rancheria. That was a secret deal. You could say that.
Well, I can say it, too. You need to go back and refresh in your memory on the offer from Populous. What was it, Populous?
No, I understand. Populous came out with it, and they had this plan to buy that property, to redo the Civic Auditorium. It was probably going to impact on the rodeo. No, I understand that. But when that came out, people went berserk.
They weren't going to buy it. They wanted to give it to them.
They weren't going to give it to them.
And the people would have, they'd have probably gone to berserk when they found out it was a backroom deal.
It wasn't a backroom deal, Nick. Okay. You know what, Nick? I love you, man. But I agree with you. No, I'm not going to hang up. I do agree that we've got to really take a good look at, you know, Big League Dreams. Maybe it should be a nonprofit that, you know, that runs that, because there are there's thousands of people that use Big League Dreams. We can't just drop it off, you know, like the face of the earth.
And at the end of the day, that's what we want, is our sports park open, and the city doesn't want to give up control of it.
Okay. You had the last word.
And I won. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick.
Bye-bye. not arguing with you.
Okay. You know, I think it's, you know, if you go back and look at that, the riverfront thing, there was a big mistake made there because they put out the, we're going to discuss, and they put out plat numbers. It didn't say riverfront, civic, or any of that. It was just the plat numbers. Well, they had done that before, if you remember, and when they sold the land to an organization where Redding Rancheria was going to put the put their new casino and the rancheria there, and they got caught on it, and the and they ended up losing the court battle. And but this came up about the same time, and I believe it was Aaron that was the mayor that said, "We are not voting on this in a closed, just behind closed doors. Or they're going to hang us. There will be pitchforks and torches and people walking in the street going, 'Kill the monster.'" Yes, and so they brought it out, and that's when the whole thing hit the news. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Other people are calling, and if you've hang on till after the break, and you'll be first up. We'll be right back. We are the people who rule the world. What's running in every boy and girl? Or rejoicing in the world, taking now. We can try.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rub a Bus Drive this Friday at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And share a ticket for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you ever want to listen to one of the shows because you didn't get all of it and say, hey, I'd like to hear that, just go to KCNR1460.com, our website. Go to programming and then go into the archives and you can listen to that show. Tomorrow, we're going to be down, just to remind everybody, we're going to be doing a live show from Plymouth Bank on Hartnell. And we're there to support the RABO, supporting the troops, where you can donate money to ensure that veterans will be able to ride the buses for free, the RABO buses for free. Now, this is important because we have veterans that can't drive, age or disabilities or whatever. And RABO makes a point of being able to help the veterans, but this is your chance. Go on down, get $5 or $100 or $1 million, I don't care. But help support it. And stop by and see us tomorrow. Patrick Gorman's going to join me, a veteran, and we'll be out there. Unless the rain is coming down so hard and the wind's blowing that it blows up all of our electronics, then we'll be back here. But it looks like we'll be able to be there tomorrow. So come on down, say hello. Let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
Living the dream, buddy. What about you?
Pretty good, trying to stay dry. Hey, a couple of things. First off, probably the most important is the solution to the city of Reading's problems. It's not really glamorous and it's not, you know, fancy or anything like that. They need to turn the clock back and go back to the days when there was accountability at City Hall. There is no accountability at City Hall.
Mm.
There are things going on at City Hall, Carl, that I wish I could tell you on the air, but I can't.
Oh, do you work for the city?
I retired from the city.
Okay.
29 years.
Okay, got it. All right.
But there's things going on, and you know some of them. I mean, when the last city manager and city attorney conspired to sell that land, that access to the tribe's property for the new casino.
Yeah, that was
they should have been fired over that. And then that would send a message. You do what you're supposed to do, you do the right thing, and when you do stuff it's not, you're gone. There's no accountability at City Hall. I hate to say that as a longtime city employee. I've lived here in the city of Reading for 46 years, and that's the biggest problem. There is no accountability. And then another thing, during this the Measure A campaign, there was a lot of misinformation and I think out and out lies told. And I'd like to make a request.
Which side?
Well, I'll get there.
Okay, got it.
I'd like to make a request that you have on the Sheriff Johnson, and also the Reading Fire Chief, because the proponents of the measure in the last few days were threatening that if the tax doesn't pass, then they're going to close 3 fire stations. If it passes, they'll build one, but if it doesn't pass, they're going to close 3 fire stations.
Well, I will tell you, I did not hear that one. I heard the one about building a fire station. I did not hear that there was going to be 3 shut down, though.
Oh, yeah. There's some of the radio ads were saying that they're going to, if we don't pass this, there's a chance we're going to close 3 fire stations.
Oh, okay.
And as far as the sheriff, they had another ad saying that the detention center that the sheriff wants to build on city property south of town was going to alleviate pressure in the jail. Well, I would swear on a stack of Bibles that I heard the sheriff say on your show, and I believe it was on your show, that there was no overnight stays down there in this new facility they're going to build.
No, there's not.
Okay, well, if there's not, people aren't spending the night, how is that going to take the pressure off the jail?
that what I would think for that one, if I understood this right, people that would have been going to jail would then get a ankle bracelet, and they would be treating them down there. Now, a lot of people, as you know, you've lived here a long time, for minor felonies and, you know, and misdemeanors, which they would be, they would probably be in jail if we had the room. They're just turned loose. I don't know if this was just, you know, when I know it wasn't supposed to be an overnight under Sheriff Johnson's plan, but he was trying to get as many as they could through the program to keep them from being arrested. Now, if I still think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. I hope that we'll be able to do something like that. I don't know if it's going to alleviate pressure on the jail like you, though.
Well, like I say, I'm just repeating what the ad said.
Yeah.
Because I'll be 100% honest with you. I was against it because I know what's going on behind the scenes. And people can say everything they want, but if you haven't ever worked at City Hall and know some of the characters down there, it's, Carl, I'm telling you, if we get back to accountability across the city, and it's going to take a while, it's not going to happen overnight, we get some accountability back in City Hall, maybe some years down the road when somebody wants to propose a taxing, something like that, they, you know, people might give it a second thought. But right now,
yeah.
I mean, Carl,
they don't trust,
honest, and I don't want to put you on the spot on the radio, but really, how often do you give more money to somebody who's not doing the job you're already paying them for?
I don't ever.
I mean, let's
I
go.
Don't.
Let's
I don't, because I run a
I
business. I run a business, and city government, county government, feds, everybody, state government, should be run like a business.
Well, you know, people say that about city, we need to run like a business. But, you know, back in the day, long before you and Linda moved here, and back in the 70s and 80s and whatnot.
Yeah.
We had business people running the city council,
yeah.
And they ran the city of Reading like a business. And let me tell you, when you had Patrick Jones talking about bargaining and stuff with units and stuff, I bargained for 24 years here,
uh-huh.
Contracts.
Uh-huh.
I never saw Patrick Jones sitting at a bargaining table, because city council members don't bargain at the bargaining table. That's a side note for another discussion. Anyway, I'm just saying we can't hire a new city manager from somebody from inside. I know there's some great city employees. Probably some of them would do a good job, but we've got to change the culture at City Hall.
Now,
and thanks for the time.
Is there? No. Wait a minute. Don't go away yet.
No, I'm not. I'm
going
to listen.
Okay. When we talk about holding people responsible for it, so is it going to be the city council? Does people sign something? Because I'll tell you right now, Big League Dreams in the soccer field was woefully mismanaged by the rec supervisor there, I think, Kim Niemer. Woefully mismanaged, and nothing happened on
well,
that.
Well, who was her boss?
City manager.
Exactly. And who's the city manager's boss?
City council.
Okay, so who can fire city employees? The city manager.
Right.
Who can fire the city manager, city attorney, the city council?
Yep.
That's my whole point.
Yeah. They've got to hold people responsible.
A lot of people we have on city council, they're not there for the right reasons. You go back and turn the clock back and go to the record search site. Can you look at some of the things that
Charlie Moss
council members did?
Yeah,
Charlie Moss,
yeah.
Bob Anderson, Dave McGeorge.
I understand.
And that's our problem.
Well, you know what? I so much appreciate your phone call, because you're talking with experience and been watching it for 29 years.
Well, I lived it.
Lived it for 29 years.
I mean, I saw the change from when, please, people don't take this wrong. I like Mike Warren personally.
Yeah.
But Mike Warren made some major changes here that we're paying for still to this day. And it all gets down to accountability.
And we've run out of time, but let me ask you this question. Do we need professionals on the city council where we pay them that this is their job? Do we need to go to a city where you've got the city mayor is the one making the decisions instead of the city manager?
Well, that's a tough one. I know there was discussions about it years ago, and you'll remember that. There was a lot of discussion in public about, you know, moving the city to a charter city and all this, and there was good and bad, but what it gets down to, there's still laws on the books. People can be held accountable. I mean, what's gone on at... And I'll give you a little tidbit of something
I'm sure
you don't know.
Quickly, because we're getting ready to run, because we're running out of time.
You guys brought up the plunge. Demolition of the old city swimming pool down the park started before the city council ever signed off on it.
Oh.
And so they had no choice. They had a hole in the ground they had to do something with when they built the plunge.
Okay.
So that just tells you how things have changed so much over the last 25 years.
Okay, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, and thanks for listening, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Tomorrow we're going to be on the street down there at the Plumas Bank on Hartnell. Formerly, it was Cornerstone, of course, now it's Plumas. Come on down, visit us, say hello, bring a cup of coffee. I might need it. It's going to be cold and wet. But you all have a great day, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.